What struck me most forcibly about the NLF was its totality as a social revolution first and as a war second. Pike was impressed with the
It was a Mr. Smith goes to Washington style filibuster, but unlike in the film, spectators wore flip-flops and carried iPods as they stood on the lawn of a sunny USF courtyard. Some, like Vincent, a sophomore, had no idea what was compelling Cesar Hernandez to speak nonstop for 24 hours straight.
Yeah, he's passionate about something, and for him to be out here for 24 hours shows that he wants something done. He wants something. And it proves his dedication.
Pike estimated that the NLF membership by early 1962.
Hernandez sat at a folding table next to an American flag and between two PA speakers. Strewn in the grass next to his chair were Red Bull cans and empty water bottles. He spent much of his marathon speech reading from Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. By around 9:30 in the morning, Hernandez had gotten to the Vietnam War. He mused aloud as he read about the My Lai massacre.
Italian, a weeping rifleman named Paul D. Meadlo, the same soldier who had fed candy to the children before shooting them, pushed the prisoners into the ditch. There was an order to shoot Lieutenant Cali. I can't remember the exact words. It was something like start firing. Meadlo turned to me and said, shoot? Why don't you shoot? He was crying. I said, I can't, I won't. Then Lieutenant Cali and Meadlo pointed rifles to the ditch and fired.
Haitian-born USF student Donald Henry joked that he was there to get a free history lesson and said he supported the wide range of issues on which Hernandez was hoping to strike a dialogue.
To support the movement, you know, for cutting tuition, you know, federal, state, like in-state tuition for veterans and immigration reform. So I'm all here for everything.
They rounded up the inhabitants, including old people, women with inhabitants in their arms.
Last week, Hernandez told WMNF that the event is intended to urge state and local legislators to pass laws protecting higher education budgets and even called on President Obama to come speak at USF. Hernandez feels neglecting the younger generation will cause the U.S. to fall even further behind.
You have other countries like South Korea that are investing in their educational system. And can we say here in the United States that we're putting our new generation at the center of our government? I don't think we can honestly say that. And we need to invest in us because we're going to be running the country soon. And if you don't invest in us, what are you going to be left with?
The record-breaking speech ended at 11 in the morning. After that, several USF students were planning to speak, one after another, for an additional 54 hours. Combined with Hernandez's speech, that would constitute 78 hours, making it the longest team speech in history. Lauren Potts hoped to speak about the genocides in Rwanda and Darfur.
I really support everything CESAR is doing, and I actually just got back from Washington, and I was at the Capitol building, and it really does have to begin with a grassroots movement like this, or no change will be enacted at the policy level.
Potts said she's alarmed at how indifferent much of the student body appears to be towards state and federal budgets that axe higher education funding.
One of the saddest things is the apathy, because all of this legislation affects us as students and most of us don't care. And then we complain later on when the laws get enacted. And to me, that's just very backwards.
She said apathy was also the reason she chose African genocides tonight.
The government basically didn't have any oil or economic interest in Rwanda, and so we let it happen. And I'm shocked by the sheer number of students that don't know anything about that event.
Student body vice president Spencer Montgomery said it's pretty clear state and federal lawmakers don't really care that much about colleges and universities. Congress is poised to eliminate federal Pell Grants for summer classes, and the state legislature is slashing a substantial chunk of higher education money from the state budget. Montgomery said this could make Florida universities less competitive on the national scale over the long term.
I know they've been getting 15% budget cuts, and the only way to even that out is through raising tuition. You know, we still want a good product of education, but we don't want to pay as much. You know, Florida right now is really low cost of education compared to the other states, and it's really important for Florida to stay competitive in education to keep those low costs.
As the 11 o'clock hour got closer, Hernandez said he was feeling all right despite having been awake for more than 24 hours, and that he hopes the record speech will inspire others to speak up.
You know, like I tell the students, this is not a show, you know, it's not really about me. It's just so that, hey, if Caesar could do 24 hours, at least I could do is I could give 10, 15 minutes, so the students could start speaking after me. So
it was the time of Tet, their New Year holiday.
The team speech in the courtyard of USF's Cooper Hall is expected to last through Friday afternoon.
Even occupied the American embassy briefly. The offensive was beaten back, but it demonstrated that all...
From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.
...by the United States had not destroyed the NLF. Its morale, its popular support, its will to fight.